desire and interest in your prayers this morning. Written on the board, Eureka. You know what that means? It means I found it. And I am very thankful this morning that I have found it. Eureka, by definition, is a cry of joy or satisfaction when one finds or discovers something. And the little story on that one, if you'll remember, is Archimedes. He was trying to find how much gold, I believe it was in the king's crown. And he discovered that in the bathtub, seeing that water rise. And he was so excited, he went running down the road, calling out, "Eureka, Eureka, I found it." He found the answer. He discovered what he needed to know. Well, I found something better than how much gold's in the king's crown this morning. I found something that is worth more than anything else that the world has to offer. And I know that sometimes in this day and age that the enemy would like, especially, and it's not just to the children and young people, it's to everybody, but he would like serving the Lord to become about not doing this and not doing that. But I want us to know this morning that is such a warped perspective. It's such a warped perspective of what it means to serve the Lord. So I remember as children, even sometimes, someone say, "Well, what does your church believe?" It's like, "Well, I don't have a TV and I don't go here and I don't do that." Wow, how exciting. You don't do this and you don't do that. Well, I want to talk about what I have found this morning. Eureka, I found something, and it's not, I didn't find what I couldn't do. I found something that I could do. I found something that's working in my life. I found something that's positive, and I found something that not only I can enjoy, but I found something the world also needs to hear about today. Over in the 13th chapter of Matthew, in the 44th verse, a very familiar passage of Scripture. Matthew 13, verse 44, Jesus was speaking about the kingdom of heaven. And he was giving some different analogies of the kingdom of heaven and what it is. Verse 44, he said, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field." Now, what is all this about? What do you believe this morning? Well, I don't know what comes to your mind. But I found a treasure. A treasure is something that's valuable. A treasure is something that is worth a lot. He said, "The kingdom of heaven's likened to treasure hid in a field, that when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field." And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant seeking goodly pearls. In other words, a merchant that was out looking for pearls. He's seeking valuable things to buy. "And when he hath found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it." Now, I don't see this merchant man coming home and saying to his wife, "Well, honey, I found a pearl, and it's the most valuable pearl in the whole world. And I guess I'm going to have to sell everything else I have to get that pearl. And I guess I'm going to have to sell it. I found a treasure in a field. I found a gold mine. It's worth billions of dollars. And I guess to get it, I'm going to have to go sell my $5,000 car. And I'm going to have to sell, you know, my lawn mower. And, well, I'm going to have to sell my inflatable raft. I don't got a boat to sell, but I got an inflatable raft. I'm going to have to sell everything I can to kind of go buy that gold mine." Have you ever talked about salvation that way? Do you realize that this man, they found something that was worth selling everything they had to go get it? He said he with joy went and sold all that he had. "I've got something here. I've got a car. I'm trying to get rid of it because I got something else better to buy." He did it with joy. And sometimes if we're not careful, and it is the enemy that does it, we will focus on what I've given up for the Lord. I gave that. What did you give up for God? Well, what did you get in return? You say, well, I've given some things up in life. I gave up some plans, and I gave up some dreams, and I gave up some career things, and I gave up some things, but I got something better this morning. I found something that is more valuable than anything that the world has to offer. Eureka, I found it. And I ask you this morning, have you found it? If you have not found it, then keep searching until you find it. I did not just find religion. Religion makes me tired. You understand? In things that I'm talking about, man's religion and in man's ideas and man's just all of those things that man has done. But I found it, and that was Christ. I found salvation. I found someone that could do something for me that I could not do myself. I found it. So this morning when the Lord comes along and the Lord does ask of you to give something up for Him, don't allow the enemy to try to make you think that you're going to be impoverished when you sacrifice for God. When we give things up for the Lord, we are richer because of it, because the Lord has something better to give to us. So I'll give Him my rags, and I'll give Him, yes, some things that maybe it hurts. There are things we give up and it hurts. Don't misunderstand me. There are some things that cause some pain, but understand that when we give it up for God, when He calls for it, we're going to get something worth far more than what we gave up. Eureka, I found it. Have you found treasure this morning? You know that when we come to services, we can just be you heard me talk about being a wax museum, bunch of has-beens, just come in and see what used to be. They used to have the anointing of the Lord. They used to have power with God. They used to have joy. And now all we're doing is playing church and living like our parents and grandparents used to live. We have something better than that this morning. We have treasure, which means that when we believe in that, that's our worship. Our worship is to God because, Lord, I found it. We sing the song in our book, I have found it, Lord. Where? In Thee. It's not in church. It's not these four walls. It's not because I'm living with a certain lifestyle, even that's a good lifestyle. Don't misunderstand me. It's because I found Jesus Christ. And I found something better than what the world has to offer. You can talk about all the things that we don't go and do. Some of the places of entertainment, frankly, saints of God this morning, they are not conducive to godliness. There are things out in the world and a lot of the entertainments that people are filling their minds with, they're not conducive to holy living. And you say, why does that matter? Because things that are not holy separate us from God. You go and watch things and listen to things that are unholy and bring in things that make sin look attractive, the enemy will use that in our minds, and it's why we say, I'm not going to go to those places. I'm not going to go to that kind of entertainment. I'm not going to fill my mind with that kind of thing. And so we can come together and commiserate together. And, well, yes, I guess I can't do that. And my parents won't let me go there. Your parents let you go? Oh, wow. You know, what about our parents and our grandparents? What, the pastor said you shouldn't go there. Or I know he doesn't, but we do. What's this all about? No, I found something better this morning. I found because what we have given up, the Lord has given us something better. You see, we found a treasure. We found something that can satisfy. You go to the entertainments of the world, they won't satisfy. Why do you think all these carnival type rides, all your roller coasters and all those things, why do you think they always have to come out with some just a little bit bigger and badder? Because once the thrill, once you've done some things, the thrill isn't quite what it used to be. So then they're going to have to come out with some just a little bit more. It's the story of our world. It's why sin, even in the fleshly pursuits, are getting grosser and grosser and more evil, because they're wanting something to tantalize, something that's new, something experimental, and after you've done a long time, it's not experimental anymore. So you need to introduce something else to give a little different type of a thrill. Because it doesn't satisfy. The things of this world do not bring peace. But I found this morning, I found in Jesus Christ a treasure. I found something that does what the world cannot do. That when I found a treasure, you know, when you find a treasure, it elevates you from poverty. That's what the Lord did for me. He lifted me up. He raised me from a life of poverty that I did not have, and He lifted me up and He gave me riches. See, these people became rich. I don't know how much they had, but they had to sell. They with joy sold everything they had. Remember last week or a couple weeks ago I told you there's no such thing as third generation Church of God people. I don't know if you believe me or not, but there's not. There's no such thing. You can come and have the name on the door, but you're not Church of God unless you're first generation. You must be born again. If a man is not born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. We must have a personal experience with God. Those in the Church of God have a personal new birth that has taken place. That's fine in the treasure. This is something I found for myself, and it's working, and I can testify to it. And it elevates us from poverty. You see, when we give up the world, when we give our life to the Lord Jesus Christ, we have gained a treasure. And the longer we serve Him, what does the song say? The longer I serve Him, the what? The sweeter He grows. That's just digging in that mine a little bit more. It's not just a gold coin. This is a mine that the deeper you dig, the more riches you get out of it. Have you found it? If you haven't found it, there are people that come and can worship right among us, and they have not found it. And to them, it's just church. It's just religion. It's just a lifestyle. I feel sorry for those people. And then they begin to look at everybody else and think that's all we have. I said, I've got news this morning. That may be what you have, but I found something better. That you may just have an old, you may just be living a traditionalist lifestyle. You may not have any joy in your heart, and it just seem like it's all just a form of godliness. I'm sorry that that's what you have, but I will testify this morning, that is not what true children of God have. True children of God have found something that is real, that's alive, and it's not church. It's not these four walls, it's Christ. Christ in me, the hope of glory. It's what Jesus is doing. It's what He's bestowing. He's elevated us from a life of poverty. I found the treasure. Over in Ephesians in the second chapter. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning with verse 9. Watch this. We begin reading with verse 5. It said, even when we were dead in sin, He hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Even when we were dead, He hath quickened. That word quickened means made alive. We were dead in sin, but He made us alive. Have you found it? Have you found life this morning? Jesus said, I am come that you might have life, and that you might have it with more drudgery? No, that you might have it more abundantly. Have you found abundant life this morning? Why is it people are not satisfied when they say, well, I tried the Lord and, it's just not working. You didn't find it. Maybe you didn't go sell everything you have. Folks, here's a warning to us this morning. We're living in a generation that there are too many people trying out the Lord, and they're not selling everything they have, and they think, well, that's for a second work somewhere. No, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Salvation, when I get saved, it means I am making a decision to forsake my sin, and I'm not just going to see how it goes. That won't work. We can only serve one master, Jesus said. So we're gonna have to give it all up and say, Lord, I give myself to you. And some say that's reserved for when we're sanctified. No, Jesus said we must repent. We must turn away from our sin, and we must leave our nets and follow Him. Why is it people, they pray to be saved, but it seems like they're not really saved? We've got to sell everything that we have, folks. We must leave our nets to follow the Lord. But when we do it, when we really find it, it is with joy. It's not a, well, I'll just try to please everybody, kind of do what the saints have always taught, and I'll just try to, you know, I'm kind of having to do this. No, you haven't found it. When you find it, it brings joy. That doesn't mean there's not a cross. There is a cross. But the song also says, tell me not of heavy crosses, nor of burdens hard to bear. For I found this great salvation makes each burden light appear. Why? Because yes, there's the cross, but I've got a treasure. I found something better. So then how do we testify as children of God? What do you believe? How are you living? Are you excited about this? You shouldn't go play the lottery. It's a form of gambling. But I want to tell you, if someone came along and wrote you a check and said, here's $1 million, do you think you tell anybody about it? Well, I got $1 million in the mail today. How many of us would do that? No, I was poor and now I'm rich. Got $1 million today. Would you be ashamed to tell someone? You wouldn't be ashamed of it because it would be wonderful, good news to share. What about the gospel? Are we as a people, are we running down the road saying Eureka? Or are we walking along just, yeah, I'm trying to make it to heaven? No, I found a treasure. Eureka, I found it. What have you found? You say you found it. What do you find? I found peace. I found happiness. I found that the Lord has quickened me. It said we were dead in trespasses and in sin, and He hath quickened us together. And when did He quicken us? Did we deserve it? No. While we were yet sinners. It said God commendeth His love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. I didn't earn it, I didn't deserve it, but I found it. Then someone said, well, you're self-righteousness. I didn't deserve it. It wasn't anything I did, but when I was a sinner and I didn't deserve anything, the Lord looked down and He loved me. I found it, and thank God He found me. He found me. Elevated. Lifted up. And you remember when the prodigal son went and found himself in such a state of poverty? Because the world didn't satisfy. The pleasure of sin is temporary. The thrill is gone, and what are you left with? Heartache, brokenness, there's a thrill in some sin, but after the thrill is over, you're left with heartache and brokenness, and the end, death everlasting. But yet, when the prodigal son came to himself, and you see, he came to himself, he got in his right mind, his perspective was changed, and he wanted to go back home. And then we find the older brother pouting, wasn't it? The older brother was pouting at church. I mean, at home. Like, well, they're happy over there, but you know, I've just been coming to church and I've been faithful. And where's the joy of the Lord? The scripture says the joy of the Lord is what? Is your strength. So how's your strength this morning? How's your joy? You see, the older son was there and he wasn't real happy. Because someone else seemed to be getting all the blessing, and his son told him, or the father told him over in Luke 15, 32. He said, it was meet that we should make merry. In other words, it's right and it's appropriate that we should make merry. And be glad, for thy brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. Isn't that a wonderful thing when someone is lost and they've been found? Eureka! They found me and I found them. We've been restored. A relationship has been reconciled. You see, where there's people where there are breaches in the relationship. They're like this, and when they've been reconciled, come back together. It's a time of rejoicing. It's a time to make merry and to be glad. And then the older son, when he was pouting, his father told him, he said, all that I have is thine. You could have had the fatted calf any time you wanted. Everything that I own, it's yours. You know, this morning there is no need for us to go along acting like we're poor. People are living like they're poor spiritually. Eureka! I found it! And again, if you just go home and we all go our separate ways and you get in your vehicle, I want to encourage you, just look over at your husband or wife or children, or parents or children or whatever. Eureka! I found it! Said, what'd you find, Dad? I found it. Found heartache and I found the cross. I found sacrifice. I found, I think I'm going to make it to heaven. I'm barely pulling through. Eureka. I found one that lifted me up. I have found one this morning that has made me alive. I was dead, and He quickened me. And you know, there's that work when He makes us alive. But I'm going to go a step further, folks. There are times in our life that we start feeling kind of dead spiritually, and we can come and ask the Lord to renew us and revive us and refresh us. And the Lord will come in with spiritual renewal and put the spring back in the step. I found it. I found something. Jesus told the woman at the well, He said, you drink of this water. He said, you'll thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I shall give you, you will never thirst again. Because it shall be in you a well of water springing up into everlasting life. You know, that's what we have found in the Lord this morning. Something that's fresh and vibrant. His mercy is new every day. His grace just replenishes when my grace level starts getting low. It's, Lord, I need something more. I found a source of grace this morning. I found a source of power this morning that enables me to do what I could not do in my own strength and ability. We sing the song, from death to life. From death to life, He lifted me. Eureka. I found it. I was dead and I'm alive. He lifted me up. He raised me up. The psalmist David said, He brought me up also out of what? A horrible pit. And out of the miry clay. What does miry clay do? It tends to hold you down, doesn't it? Start sinking. It just, you can't get free from it. The more you struggle, the more it just sticks. It says, He lifted me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. And what did He do? He set my feet on a rock. He put me on solid ground before I was sinking. It was getting worse. Folks, sin, things don't get better. But the Lord lifted us up. I found the one that is the answer this morning to the problems that the world has. He can lift people up out of addictions. He can free them from the power of sin. He can free them from the bondage of this world and set their feet on a rock and establish our goings. And it didn't stop there. He put what in our mouth? A new song. Folks, get rid of the old songs then. You know, the enemy wants to come in with the old songs. I remember someone when they got saved when I was a young person. Actually, it was his sister that got saved. And she had a lot of CDs, the songs of the world that weren't real conducive to godliness. And her brother said, well, my sister got saved. He decided to help her out. And he went into her room and got all her CDs, took a shotgun out on the railroad tracks and blew them all up. Shot him up. Do you know, I'm not so sure he should have done that for his sister. I think he should have gone through his own stuff first, truth be told. But you know, we need more of that. We need more of that. How do we think we can sing a new song if we're holding on to the old ones? What a song this old cheating heart. We're going to hold on to that kind of a song and still try to sing the song of the Lord? They're not compatible. You understand? What's the other song? The old Frank Sinatra. My way? I did it my way. You're going to sing, I'm a saint of God. I did it my way. Folks, it's time to lay down our way because I found a better way and it wasn't my way. It was the Lord's way. So we need to get rid of the old song. Don't think they're compatible. So He said, the Lord lifted me up. Out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay, He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings, and He put a new song in my mouth. What song are we singing this morning? I found it. I have found it, Lord, in Thee. Thank God that He raised us up. He lifted me out. He went on to say, then He hath raised us up together. He's raised us up. He elevated us. He lifted us and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Sitting together. Who's sitting at your table? Have you ever gone somewhere and been a little nervous about who's going to sit at your table? Who you can be sitting across from? Do you know, I remember, and I might have shared this before, but went to a wedding one time, and it was someone we cared about, someone we were interested in, and we didn't have a part in the wedding, we didn't have any important place, it was just, we were just going to be there, and I remember we went in and they had seat assignments at the tables. And I remember they set us down right across from the parents of the bride. It was a place of honor. And it was humbling, but it meant something. They were comfortable with us being there with them. They wanted someone that was a friend to them, that was comfortable in a time, maybe some stresses and all that at weddings, and they just wanted a place of comfort. And it was an honor to us to walk in and be surprised where we were sitting. Do you know this morning that we are sitting with Jesus Christ this morning? We are sitting together. We've been raised up and lifted up, and we're sitting with Christ this morning. What an honor we have. What an honor we have to sit at the table with Jesus Christ. And at His table, there's peace. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled. There's peace. I found peace this morning. Well, I found comfort. I found a comforter. Eureka! I found! And that doesn't mean that we don't have times of grief. It doesn't mean we don't have difficult times, but I found someone to come in and encourage me when I'm down. Found someone to come and lift me up, someone to raise me up, someone to encourage me, someone to strengthen me. And you know that we have a right this morning to the kingdom of God? I found the kingdom of God. He said we sit together in heavenly places in Christ. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it's righteousness, peace, and joy in what? In the Holy Ghost. It's in the Holy Ghost this morning. Righteousness, peace, and joy. What else do you want? Have you found it? Let's enjoy it. Let's act like we've really found it if we found it. If you haven't found it, don't act like it. Go find it. There are too many people acting like they found it and they haven't found it. Those are called hypocrites. Those are called people that have a facade so nobody knows that I really don't have it. But you know, it has a way of coming out. It has a way of rearing whose way you're really following. But when we find the Lord, it's, Lord, I found something better. And sometimes if I realize my way kind of gets in the way, if I really found the Lord, I'm going to be quick to acknowledge that, Lord, that was me. I'm sorry. That was me. Too much Michael there, Lord. I'm sorry. I want Your way. I found a better way than my way this morning. You raised me up, caused me to sit in heavenly places. Over in the Revelation, the first chapter, in the fifth verse, Revelation 1, verse 5, and from Jesus Christ, who was the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince. Now this is who's sitting at our table, okay? This is where you can sit at His table. He is the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. And listen to what He hath made us. He hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. To Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Are you a king this morning? Are you a queen? Are you a priest? You know, a priest is one that has access to God. In the Old Testament, it was only the high priest that could go into the most holy place. But now, when the coming of Jesus Christ, we have all been made priests, that I don't have to go through a body of people. I don't have to go through a ministry. I don't have to go through a committee. I don't have to even go through your approval. But I can come directly to God and be one with Him. I'm a priest this morning. Isn't that wonderful? I found it. I found it. I found Him. I found the one that elevated me. I found one that made me a priest. Over in Africa, in Kenya especially, you will find all kinds of denominations and mixed in, Christianity mixed in with their own traditional belief systems. And it's very popular for them to wear a certain kind of clothes to identify themselves. They'll wear a certain kind of hat or a certain kind, you know, maybe a white hat with a red band on it or certain kind of robe. And so you can look at them and say, oh, they're part of that church. Where's our identity this morning? Yes, we are to dress modestly. That is part of it. But folks, the identity, what makes us who we are, is what happened inside my heart. That Jesus came in and He made me a priest. He washed me from my sins and I am a king. Oh, let's live like spiritual kings and queens this morning. Why? Because I found it. A king is one that reigns. The song we sing, reigning in this life, triumph over sin. Folks, this is what we found this morning. This is the treasure. Why is it then that Paul said, or it makes sense, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ? Why? Because He found it. What makes us ashamed is when we haven't found it. And I think sometimes, and I will just acknowledge that sometimes I think we don't always appreciate what we found. Let's appreciate what we have this morning. You young people and children, you have access this morning to something that is so much better than all the things that the world has to offer. But you're going to have to get it for yourself. You're going to have to be born again. You're going to have to make a choice that, Lord, I am willing to sell everything I have. But if you think you can kind of hold on to both, you're going to be miserable. Okay? Because you'd want some of the world, and I don't want to give that up, and I want to go have fun. And you know what? We sing the song, Oh, the Glory. We do just what we want to. We go where'er we please, and that is what we're doing here today. Are you here today because you want to be? Don't even answer that. I hope all of you, though, are here because you want to be. There is glory in serving the Lord, and too many people are not living in the glory. If you're not living in the glory, folks, you need to come and sit down at the table that Christ has to offer, and you're going to find some glory there. It's where the anointing of the Lord is. I've got a richer treasure. What does the song say? And I found a refuge. It said about the world offering every... Could you offer every earthly treasure and diamonds of the sea? I would gladly... Every diamonds and pearls of the sea said, I would gladly what? Turning from them, I would gladly shout it. I don't know why that's in our book the way it is. That's getting too poetic. A whisper. No! Oh, gladly shout it, Christ has made me free. There's too many people doing what that song says and they're whispering it. When you're not whispering, Eureka. No! You shout it. I'm excited. I found something better. Turning from all the things of this world, I found something better in Jesus Christ. Gladly shout it, Christ has set me free. Oh, I want to talk about a rags to riches story. Have you found it? Who here's rich this morning? You rich? I'm not talking about your bank account either. But we can be rich this morning, rich in the Lord, because we found it. He goes on in verse 7 to say that in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches that His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Oh, this morning, do you know that in Christ Jesus there's grace? I was struggling with something recently, and there was something that happened, and I was not treated right in something, and it violated It was a violation of what would have been right. And I begin to express myself to my wife. And I will have to say I wouldn't have wanted anybody else to hear my personal expressions because I was frustrated at what had happened. And you all know what I'm talking about when it's just kind of raw. And it's like, what are they thinking? I didn't say anything wrong, but it was just that. But do you know what? I found that the devil cannot cause us to be bitter because I found something better. I found a power in Jesus Christ that takes the place where we can be bitter and be hurt and we can come and we can find the Lord who gives us grace to forgive and to love and overcome what would have been bitterness. We can overcome it through the grace of Jesus Christ. I found it. Thank God that He came to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. That in the ages to come, that He might show the exceeding riches of His graces. In other words, it doesn't stop, but it keeps on. Through the ages to come, the faithfulness of God, the treasures and the riches and the joy of the Lord and the riches, that it'll just keep getting better. And the Lord's not going to say, oh, to this generation, I don't think I'm going to give that. I'm not going to give my anointing. I'm not going to give that happiness. No, to this generation, Christ has come that we could enjoy the blessings of true salvation. So what do we need this morning? There's a place at the table of Christ that we can eat. Lord, I need a little more grace here. Well, there's a big old dish of grace for you. Lord, I haven't been real joyful. Well, there's a pot of joy that you can dip from. It's there. Come and dine. Another song, isn't that what it says? Invitation, come and dine, saith the Master. Come sit at my table. He said, oh, I found it. I've been lit. Why live on bread and water? Why live on the beggarly things of ourself or of this world when the Lord has laid out a banquet of victory, peace, conquering power? You make a choice. You want to go eat bread and water, that's fine. But if you could have it for those meat eaters, a good old T-bone steak grill, you know, what are you going to choose? Well, I'll just have bread and water. When you could have some good vegetables and fruit, attractive good fruit, with all that your heart's desire, and yet people are living on bread and water. No, I found it. Eureka, I found it. And it is, and I want to close with one more scripture in 1 Peter 1. Blessed be the God our Father, of our Father Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. So what are we looking for this morning? We have an inheritance. I found it. I found not only blessings in this life, but I found that there is going to be something in the future. I've got an inheritance that's laid up for me. What are you looking forward to? I know that this life brings some heartaches, but folks, if we will follow the Lord and live like He wants us to live in that relationship with Him, we have something to look forward to. There is coming a day, see? There's coming a day where there's no more heartache and there's no more pain. But if we don't follow the Lord this morning, we're going to have a life of misery to come. That's our inheritance. Eternal death. Oh, how much better to find the joy of the Lord in this life and to look forth with anticipation to a better life to come. We are rich and we have an inheritance that's laid up. I am not ashamed, but I glory this morning. I glory, I triumph in Jesus Christ, and I am so thankful that I have found. I'm thankful that I have found the pearl of great price. So this morning, Eureka, and I hope you found it too, and then we can come together and enjoy it together, live life together, and one day we're all going to be raised up together in heaven to be with the Lord forever. Amen.